Hey, are you busy right now? Good, because there's something I want to show you. You know how I've been taking my magic studies a bit more seriously? Well, I'm trying to take them more seriously. Reading components, it's only so interesting for so long. Anyways, that's not the point. That's not what this is about. I've been practicing making things. You know, being able to hold them for longer than a minute or two. My concentration and stamina have grown insane amounts since I started practicing. So I had a genius idea to see if I could make something similar to, like, Mage Hand or Bigby's Hand, but, you know, something more practical. Basically, I wanted to try and give myself a penis. I've always been curious as to what it would feel like, and then I wanted to know how it would feel to fuck someone, right? Like, I always wondered if it really was that much different. Being penetrated by someone feels good when I'm the one that's wet, but I really, really wanted to know if it felt as good as being the person who does the penetrating, you know? Getting the shape down was super easy. I can pretty much picture whatever shape I want and it appears and works exactly how I would imagine. I tested it out. Wanna see? See? I can make it look like a regular human cock. Or, if you're feeling a little adventurous, I can make it more like a tiefling one, with the bumps around the base and the pointy tip and even the ridges along the shaft. Look at it. But if you're wanting something a little more out there, I can create a tentacle, one that can reach every nook and cranny inside you. Or if this isn't good enough, maybe you want something more like an ogre's cock, right? Always a great option. Short and thick with barbs underneath it. As you can see, I have plenty of shapes to choose from. But the difficult part was, well, it was actually making it feel like a real cock. The magic used in creating shapes like this is different from the magic used to create feelings or, like, when we see through our familiar's eyes, stuff like that. Combining them was the actual challenge, but I was determined at this point. Nothing was going to stop me. So, after weeks of studying, I was able to combine it to give it a real feeling. Sorry. I was switching it back to the tiefling cock. I always found that shape to be the most enjoyable, but I could be biased. But back to what I was saying. After weeks of studying, I was able to give it feeling. And that's really cool. Like, I was not expecting it. But now this is kind of where I need your help. See? I'm unsure if the pleasure I'm feeling is real or if it's just what I think it should feel like because I'm doing it to myself, you know? I know it's an odd request, but if it wouldn't be too weird, would you maybe help me out with this? All in the name of magical studies, obviously. I just want to see how far this magical cock thing can go. Does it come like a real cock? Can it breed someone like a real cock? Does it fuck like one? Would you be able to tell if it was real or magical while it's inside you? Like, I clearly can't decide that stuff for myself because I'm the one wearing it and I'm gonna be biased. As you can see, when I start stroking myself. It does feel really good. Like, I can, I can feel the bolt of pleasure from my soft hand stroking the ridge-lined shaft. And then when I stop, the pleasure stops. So, can you stroke me, please? It's in the name of magical research. I swear, I'm not trying to be weird or anything. Just, I need you to touch me. Oh, that. I can definitely feel that. Yeah. Oh, your hand feels really good. Feeling the ridges underneath your palm as you stroke along my shaft. Feeling the bumpy tip every so often. Oh, it definitely feels good. The nerves are connected, that's for sure. Regardless if this feels like a real cock would, it's definitely enough to get someone off. Yes, it is. Your grip tightening around my length just to watch my reaction. to enjoy holding such raw magic yourself. How does it feel, pumpkin? Yeah. My magic starts to infuse itself with your veins as you keep touching me, heightening what you're feeling. That's right. You're getting curious, aren't you? The more you play with my spectral cock, the more you imagine it inside you. It feels real enough in your hand, doesn't it? Oh, yes. You can't help but imagine it sliding inside you, feeling every one of the bumps slide against your walls. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fucking right. Oh, you're curious to know if it fucks like a real cock, too. It's okay. Why don't we see if it does? I want to know, too. It's all in the name of magical advancement, of course. Nothing serious. What do you say? It would be a disservice if you turn this down. You could be hindering magical advancements for decades to come if we don't test this out. Here, I'll just... That's better. It's only fair that you're naked with me. Get in position. I want you to be in the one that's most comfortable for you, pumpkin. That's it. Yeah. Is that a good position for you? Good. Happens to be one of my favorites, too. You're gonna behave yourself for me, right? Then keep yourself open for me. Don't need to bother taking my time with you. I can just run my hand up your inner thigh, and with a bit of magic, you're ready and you're wet and you're perfectly sized for my cock. No need for patience or anything like that. Not when I have such an eager little thing waiting for me to fill them up. Ask nicely for it, pumpkin. Politely beg for my cock. Oh, good job, sugar. How could I deny such a lovely request? And with those manners, of course I'll give you what you want. That's right. Oh, fuck. This feels, this feels really good. Is that what a real cock would feel like? Such a tight, warm heat sucking me in, trying to get me to fill you all the way to the brim. Your hole starts to stretch as you take more of my blue cock deeper. Oh, fuck, that's it. The crackling of magic sending bits of pleasure as you take me. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, that's it, pumpkin. Oh, yeah, it feels good, doesn't it? Does it feel like a real cock? Oh, is that a good or a bad thing? I'll take your word for it, sugar. All I know is that you feel amazing, taking me like it's nothing, feeling your bare skin against me. Oh, fuck. The searing heat of my body becomes clear. Oh. As my tail wraps around your wrists, pinning you in place. Fuck yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it, sugar. The spade tip tickling you as you feel me thrusting in and out of your hole. Oh, it fills you just how you need, doesn't it? That's right. You just hate being empty, pumpkin. Oh, but that's okay. I can fill you up whenever you need. It's not like I don't have that ability to do that. In fact, it might be better. The more I fuck you, the better I'll do in my studies. I can work on my concentration or my stamina whenever I'm with you. Oh, would you like to be my study buddy, sugar? If it means more study sessions like this, I don't see you refusing. I mean, just look at you, pumpkin. Enjoying yourself as you take every inch of me. Oh, and just like that, sugar. You look so good like this, pumpkin. Yes, you do. Wrist pinned by my tail as you're impaled on my spectral blue cock. Oh, I bet you're happy you didn't have to wait for me to open you up, aren't you? Oh, fuck. Happy that I just used my magic to make your hole wet and easy for me to fuck into. You were starting to sound impatient when you were just stroking it, feeling the ridges against your hand and imagining them inside you. Oh, fuck. Do my bumps feel as good as you imagined? Oh, such fun texture rubbing against you as I continue to thrust in and out of your tight hole. Oh, you feel so fucking good around me, pumpkin. Clenching to make me feel even better, to make it harder to leave. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's right, sugar. You can't get enough of this, can you? My spectral cock feels as good, if not better, than anything else you've had inside you, doesn't it? Oh, that's fucking right. Magic leaking from the cock, causing you to be so much more sensitive. Trying to rock your hips to help take more of me. Oh, poor thing. Is it not deep enough for you, pumpkin? Oh, that's okay, sugar. Whatever you need. Oh, let me take care of you. Give you what you need. From how you're acting, it's so clear that you need someone in your life to take care of you. Wouldn't you agree, pumpkin? Oh, I mean, just look at you at this behavior. It's not very becoming of one of the top students in our class. You've been ignoring your own needs for far too long, sugar, trying to impress everyone around you. Oh, you try so hard to be in control, but I think it's about time that you let go. Let someone else take care of you. Let someone else try to impress you. Oh, fuck. Oh, relax for me, pumpkin. I've got you now. Gonna make you feel amazing. Trust me, sugar. I've never let you down beforehand, have I? No. No, I haven't. And I never will. Oh, that's why it feels so good having me fuck you. You can let go. You can get lost in the pleasure. Embrace the heightened pleasure my magic is giving you. My blue cock stretching out your pretty hole as you take me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just like that. Oh, pumpkin, you're doing such a good job. Look so good impaled on me like this. That's right. Keep it up, sugar. You're making me feel so good. You're making me so proud. Oh, I should see how obscenely stretched you are around me. Oh, making me feel amazing at the same time. Oh, that's it, pumpkin. Just like that. Oh, yeah. Oh, keep it up for me. I know you can do it. Moving your hips in time with my thrusts, trying to increase your own pleasure. Oh, that's so good. Keep doing that. Oh, yeah. Oh, if I remove my tail, will you keep your arms in this position? And keep them there. I'm gonna switch my tail from holding your wrists in place. Oh, keep them still though. Don't want you touching things you aren't supposed to yet. But I'm going to have my tail reach between your thighs and start stroking you. Oh, yeah. Yes, drowning you in pleasure as you continue to take my cock. You feel so good, don't you? Yeah. And that feeling's only going to build. It's going to keep building until you can't deny it any longer. And you just have to come. You're going to come around my spectral cock, aren't you? Oh, fuck yes. Yeah, that's right. Of course you are. Because you're so good for me. You want to keep feeling like this? Your pleasure growing, my tail working you closer to your own orgasm as you take every inch of me deeply. Oh, clenching around me as you get filled over and over again. Oh, that's it. The burn of the stretch has morphed into a pleasure, and you crave it. Crave it almost as much as the bumps massaging inside you. Oh, yes. Yeah, you're taking me so well. Yes, you are. Doing such a good job. Handling it better than I thought you would. Oh, fuck yes. I thought this would all be too much for such a sensitive little thing. Being touched all over by my searing heat. Not having any chance to escape or break away for even a second. Every moment is so overwhelmingly me, isn't it? And you're loving it, aren't you? Oh, that's right. Of course you are. You're realizing how good it feels to be told what to do and take what you're given. It's so nice to accept your pleasure, to not worry about anything else. And, oh, yeah. Yeah, you're doing such a good job. You're taking me so well. Looks so good when you're impaled on me like this, rocking yourself against me while my tail continues to stroke you. Oh, my cock continues to fuck you. You're so fucking amazing, Pumpkin. Yes, you are. Doing such a good job making me feel amazing. Oh, yeah. Keep it up, sugar. Keep doing what you're doing. Oh, fuck, just like that. That's my sweet little pumpkin. Can't get enough of this hole of yours. Oh, can't wait to see if this cock comes real cum. I want to see it leaking out of you, and I bet you want to feel it twitching inside you, don't you? That's right. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, that feels so good, sugar. Oh, keep it up. Keep it up. You're doing amazing. Yeah. Taking everything I give you so well. Such a tight fucking hole. Yeah. Oh, sucking me in. Never wanting to let me go. Oh, fuck. Oh, just like that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, sugar. Oh, you feel so good, making it hard for me to think, hard for me to speak. Oh, can only focus on how you feel wrapped around me, all stretched obscenely around my ridgeline shaft. Oh, while you keep struggling to take me. Oh, it feels too good, Pumpkin. Oh, yes, it does. I can't focus on anything else except for you. You're close too, aren't you? Oh, my tail stroking you, not giving you a chance to catch your breath for a second. Oh, fuck right there. Oh, fuck. I need you to come with me, Pumpkin. You can do it. You're so good for me. So pretty like this. Oh, yes, you are, Pumpkin. So why don't you come for me, sugar? You've done such a good job. Yes, you have. Come for me. Well, I think we can confirm that it does fuck like a real cock, though a few more experiments would be needed to confirm this, of course. But for the time being, I would be confident moving forward with trials if you would be. Well, you would be my study buddy for this experiment. I can't proceed in the magical studies without a partner. When I asked if you wanted to be my study buddy, I wasn't lying. I need someone who can confirm my bias when it comes to this, and I fear that if I were to penetrate myself, I would just end up enjoying it too much, and then the data would be inaccurate. So, if you were to help me out with this and give me things like your honest opinion, I might be able to actually advance this magical practice. I'm not sure if anyone else has come up with something like this, but I do plan to be the person who perfects it. Which has to mean something, right? I mean, this was way too much fun to not do again. Wouldn't you agree? Exactly. So, if you would be willing, I would love to have you as my partner. For this magical study thing, of course, and nothing else. It's just purely as a study buddy type of thing for me. What do you say? Study buddies?